going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Monday. May 19th, 2025. They did something to my microphone, and I like it. Maybe Mark was right. Mark kept saying that it didn't sound good in his cans.
Well, we never got an update. It said it was real hollow.
He said it sounded hollow, and I was like, oh, I think it's, you're being very deep, Mark. Shallow, maybe, but not hollow.
Was he sound so hollow?
Yeah, you're like a cheap Easter bunny, a chocolate version, you know, where it's like, oh, that looks big, and you bite into it. It's nothing but a shell.
You were Hollow Man. No.
Hollow Man. Great movie, by the way.
I like that.
I feel like when he gets mad, he breathes like Jack Palance from Batman, where he's grabbing, you know, Napier on the shoulders. We got any update on this, guys?
Oh my God!
I'm a number one guy.
Like if it was a chat, it would be like he'd be the guy who went in there and said,
"Bump."
But it sounds better. Kudos to whomever did it. Watch, you know what's going to happen? They're going to say we haven't done anything to it yet. It's all in your head.
You know what I gathered from the situation, which is kind of odd? Your setup is not in this room. Like, Paige, myself, and the other two are. But yours, for some reason. Like, you're...
I am in this room.
Yeah, but, like, your mic is, like...
It's right there.
But it's, like ours running through this gimmick down here.
Where's mine fed through?
Some other room, which is weird.
Huh?
That's strange.
Yep, somebody could have been tinkering. Because he came in here and looked. He's like, well, that mic's not fed through here. I got to go back and look somewhere else.
Oh, man. Why does that worry me?
I think he just wanted to come in here and get close to my seat.
Yeah, probably just give you a tap on the shoulder.
Probably.
I'm here if you need anything.
Tap me on the head if I overstay my welcome.
God. I wonder if it's just isolating just my voice.
I can't really tell the difference.
What if they're doing that for each of us and we don't know it? That way we can actually just mute that person if they ever leave the show or something.
It could be something. They could be tinkering with the mics right now.
Tinkering. I love that word. It's not around as much as it used to be. I love tinkering.
Tinker.
Loafering. Loafering's not around like it used to be.
No. I like to say milling a lot. Milling's one I use now.
Milling around?
You milling around on that phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're milling around with your gimmick out? Like, what are you doing?
I love when people take advantage of those words. Like, you
take
know.
Advantage of the words?
Well, for instance, I don't want to give them a free plug because they were teetering on advertising, but then did not. But let's say it rhymes with pot knot. And you can go on there and buy collectibles.
Okay. I legit don't know what it is.
Yeah, I know. I didn't do a good one.
It's good, though. Like, you can say whatever you want now about it.
Well, God, I can't believe you didn't get it off there. Let me write it down real quick.
You can unleash your wrath and be okay.
Text in 1-800-774-0093 if you understood what I was talking about.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's an app where you can go in there, and it's like eBay, but you the auction's only like 5 minutes. And
is it one of those things you use coins for or whatever?
Buy your bids? Somewhat. Like, it's auto-charged, so it's not like you can renege on the bid or whatever.
But it's like Mercury app or whatever people buy stuff on?
I don't even know what to see. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So,
too many apps.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they took that word. Now it's not going to make sense. It's called whatnot. So, anyway, they took that word where people say, you know, I collect ball cards and whatnot. I was like, oh, it's beautiful. So smart. I appreciate good creativity like that, where they take such a dull, nothing word, you know, and brand it. I think that's cool.
You know what sucks is if you had that idea, you're like, well, I'm kind of stuck. I can't really progress it. Somebody with money is like, okay, boom, in like 10 days, it's a thing.
Yeah.
They've got trademarks for it, this, that, and the other.
It takes money to make money, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's hard times, baby.
I got a good idea. It's called Trademark It. Ooh, it's called Trademark It.
It's called Trademark It.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, that's timestamp, baby.
See, okay, this is something that came up into my head over the weekend, and I never Googled it or whatever. Just see if you know. So you said Trademark It.
Trademark It.
Made me think Trading Post, which used to be a little classified ad magazine, little paper you'd buy.
Makes me think Marky Post.
Oh, from TV's Night Court and other little shows. She had like a butch haircut. I mean, kind of like, you know.
She's cute.
Butch from Our Gang. Who were you thinking? So, Butch Davis from Clemson.
Short.
So, well, hang on now.
Paige, where was I?
You were talking about the Whatnot app.
Well, I think I've...
And then you get into something else.
Progressed into something else. And then it was... let's see. What did we say after that?
Oh, dang it.
It'd be great if there was like some kind of live transcript that was going on. We could just scroll back and look at what we just said.
Yeah, we've got to have an intern.
Well, nevertheless. Oh, yeah. So, Trading Post. Trade market. Trade. Trade is trading services for money. It's currency, blah, blah, blah. Bartering can even be that. And then I was like, Trading Lot. That there used to be what you would call a jockey lot over off of points at highways called Bruce's, and that's like one of the first places I bought sports cards outside of a actual shop, On Deck Circle and such. And such, that'll be our new website. Oh. And such, it's probably already gone. If not, take it, friends.
Oh, dang it. We get timestamp ideas, right? Nobody can take them.
Well, that doesn't hold up quite so good.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I had one just now.
Well, write it down. I mean, if you share it, I mean, it's poof. Yeah. Yeah. It's like.
It's gone. All right, you know what? Somebody can take it. It's called Barter Lumber. So you show up with wood you want to swap out with people, and it could be warped. It could be like half a stick of wood, but you know, you're swapping. It's free wood.
It's like, because some people might just want to chip it out.
Who's going to bitch about free wood?
Yeah. But it's free. How you gonna monetize it?
Oh, that's true.
Mm. Dang it. About that.
Can we sell ads on the wood?
What if they're going to chip it up? It don't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Sell it to Upper Deck. They can make some more ball back cards. Oh. You know, it's like, come on. Oh, you've got a Ty Cobb autograph or a Ty Cobb game used back card. It's just a sliver of wood. How do you really know? Like, how do you know?
They might fool you like they did with the jerseys.
With the jersey? Well, that was more Panini than Upper Deck, but yeah. That's crazy.
Sell it to the Louisville Slugger to make torpedo bats.
So I was like, okay, those lots or whatever, those trading posts, they needed more of a name to stand out. So you had some people go with a trading lot or a trading post, or then you had the jockey lot. So explain that one to me.
What if we redo the jockey lot and all we sell is underwear and uniforms for jockeys? We can still sell the donut.
We'd have to be near Try-On. We could open up some near Try-On.
Those are short people.
We can still bring on the donut bumpers, ladies that sell their donuts.
Yeah. But also now people are looking for something more of a deep thinking brand. They don't want it just to be obvious, like, you know, AAA or Acme, things like that. They're like, huh.
Acme.
I need something that's more of another brand.
What about
Scrub Daddy? That was
God. That was brilliant. That was brilliant. Everybody's got one, and they make just like the Fry Daddies and the Fry Babies. There's a Scrub Mom or whatever, and a Scrub Son.
The Sharks, Baby Shark. There's a Grandpa Shark. Grandpa Shark. Yeah.
People love the lineage of stuff. What about an app that tells you all the greatest fishing spots, all the hot spots in the area, called Ted Snapper?
Oh.
Why Ted though?
I was thinking of the Red Snapper restaurant and how we would always laugh when we passed it on the way to the Jockey Lot.
Yeah. Well, let's go back though. Why is it called Jockey Lot? Was it only horsemen that were able to come sell things? Was it more for just selling horses? You know, like the markets down in Charleston.
Stupid question. Why is it called the Barnyard?
You know, that. So I think that goes with their branding. Goes a bunch of barns and stuff. And it's like, well, we're not just going to call it a lot.
Is it barns?
Is it what?
They don't seem like barns.
Well, they're like sheds. Okay. That's another thing that...
about the shed yard?
The shed yard? Come out. The discounts this weekend, Paige, you'll see them and you'll shed yourself.
Oh, I might want God.
To, I want to pass
I just
on the
shed my pants for $1.50.
I don't want to
at
shed.
At the shed lot.
In public.
No?
We're writing the commercials.
It's too private of a deal.
God, this is
skin,
good.
We need an investor.
Poo. I'm not shedding anything.
Investors interested, 864-241-4318. We're doing an angel round right now.
I was hungry as shed, man. I got a Greer hot dog at the shed lot.
A shed lot.
Yep. Shed lot sounds bad.
I got some shed on shingles.
Oh. I used to have to eat that with my dad.
Selling samples.
Ugh.
You should make that for real. Whoever runs the John Barnyard, whoever
shed.
Runs.
Well, I was just going to say those sheds used to be what they'd call some of those, and it just became like.
Yeah, it's cringe. She shed is cringe to me.
Oh, I didn't even think that.
Shout out to the tool shed. I'm going to have like a dude cabin or something. I don't know.
Hell yeah. That you're talking.
I don't want a shed. That seems tiny and just tool-like.
Somebody say dude cabin.
Yeah. Yes. Dude cabin. Yes. Is that where you stay when you go to man camp?
Yeah.
I'm gonna
it's going to be a new show.
Stay in the dude
I want
cabin.
You guys to do it as a pod. You sit out like you're in your underwear in the woods.
Hey, dudes. What do you want to do today, dudes?
Each other, yeah.
Brought to you by those weird shoes that you're too lazy to fully put on. Hey, dudes.
Hey, dudes.
Can we call it the Hey Dudes Cabin, guys? Branded out. Everybody gets a pair of slippers that look like Hey Dudes.
I want to go swimming. Do you want to? Hey, dudes.
Let's start a marketing agency.
God.
We'll come up with the brands and the marketability of them. But that's, we need people who know how to manufacture and things.
Or hey, dads, for the older gentlemen.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Like, why have they come out with some, like, slip? I'm going to say slip on high heels. Aren't they
those
all?
Are nice.
But, like, some comfy women's style shoes called Hey Bitches.
Hey, bitch.
Like it work.
Hey, bitch. What you doing?
Hey, are these my hey dudes?
I love your shoes.
Are these
hey
my
bitch.
Hey dudes? Or are these your hey bitches? I can't tell because I bought these for breast cancer awareness, so they're pink, but I can't tell if they're yours or mine.
I can't wait for my
look
hey bitches to come in the mail from Amazon and Shim or whatever the hell.
Wow.
Shim.
Oh, Sheen. Sorry.
If you buy two orders now, you get a free croc sucker.
We
it's
changed,
a sucker that looks like
we
a croc.
Changed it to
like
Shim.
A crocodile.
Oh,
that's another one.
Piece.
It's a phone. It's a phone, and it's shaped like a penis. So
it's a phone shaped like a penis. Okay, hang on. Let's see if I can get the name.
It's a phone shaped like a penis. Yeah, you could use it on bachelorette parties. Things such as that.
I like where you're going with that.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's so dirty I can't even say the answer.
Kind of sounds like
write
an
it
animal,
down.
Doesn't
see if
it?
I was close.
Am I?
Think crocodile.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Thank
it's
you.
Wordplay.
Crocodone.
It does.
I don't know that it really sells as well. Like people
crocodile.
Say, like crocodile, they're going to be sitting there thinking, is that a dinosaur I never heard of? What is a crocodile? But the blankodile.
Hangs out with the lickalotopus.
Sorry, I thought I called you, but I misdialed on my crocodile.
Jesus, she can do the spot for it right
but
now.
I'll do it my crocodile.
You heard right, stud.
Yeah, I usually do.
Sorry, you're in my blankodile right now.
God, these are legit germinations of, you know, some pretty good ideas.
If Billy Badass or Billy Bass or whatever the hell became a billion-dollar brand, then a couple of them things we just said.
Oh,
certainly.
Yeah.
Billy Badass, if you press the button. Take me to the river.
Have a fish that has the face of Uncle Baby Billy, and it turns around and sings like Christian songs to you.
I love that.
Run with it.
It'll be the only time you ever hear from him again, so you might as well.
I'm now Googling what I asked at the beginning of that.
I guarantee you it's some kind of, well, maybe not an app, or it's got to be something somebody's thought of already.
What?
Your last bit.
Oh.
Crocodile.
Okay. It was right here, and I was right. Go with your instincts, folks. The name Joculot's used for flea market. Now, flea market. Now, there's something else. What does that mean? These people came with old bed bugs, mattresses, and such. The name Joculot's used for flea markets or swap meets. Those are usually in the hood, no? Like, I always heard about swap meets in Slauson and Compton and such from gangsta rap. They're essentially open-air markets where goods are traded or sold, often secondhand. The original term, though, of Joculot comes from the history of horse trading.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Clapping for myself.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. They didn't ever change it. They're just like, you know what? They're selling all kind of animals there, but no horses anymore. I think you can buy little baby zebras.
Yeah, you could get goats, or you could.
I'm joking about the zebras before y'all run down there.
God, man.
Those are at the Pickens flea market.
That's the only one that calls it a flea market now is Pickens. That's what I was thinking.
Flea market, yeah.
Plus, do they write the price of the goat on the goat in Sharpie?
They do that on, they would do that on stuff. Like, get a price gun. You just wrote it on the item itself. And I'm going to a birthday party. How am I going to get that off?
Man, this goat costs $20 and he can S his own D. You just got to give him a beer first.
Flea market. It's called a flea market.
He can.
Due to its origins in Paris, France, where markets selling secondhand goods were called by the c'est la vie type as the market of fleas.
La bougie.
Oh, that's where they were like. But the rich people were usually the merchants. So, of course, they're going to talk crap about it because they want you to come buy the new stuff from them.
From the It's a Life you don't market. Want,
they probably like. Dillard's and others probably hate Plato's Closet. They probably hate them.
Why?
Because they sell y'all stuff secondhanded.
Oh. Well, they only take certain stuff, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
Probably. I can't hear. Hey, man, I got my Faded Glory with a hole.
Dude, I was thinking Faded Glory also. I got some George britches.
These pants are so old, it says Bugle Bow because of the Y rubbed off because I'm fat. Would you still take them?
My mama told me these George jeans are George Clooney brand. True or not?
Bugle Boo.
Bugle Boo. Oh.
Right there. Are those Bugle Boo?
It's like your animals. Bugle Boo.
Man, I'm about to say bad words.
But it's time to prepare for Halloween. Get your Bugle Boo jeans.
We're giving some Rich A. asshill.
Hey.
All these ideas.
Are there Boo jeans yet? Where there's like a ghost on the butt cheeks?
I would wear them.
God, there should be.
Boo jeans.
I see a lot of white girls wearing the old Bernie Mac pants, though. Like somebody airbrushed, like, drawings on them?
You mean like old JNCOs?
That's become the style again. So I don't remember JNCOs. Well, some of them were like that.
The big old leggings things.
It's like, you know, you gave it to like a hood artist, like a graffitier. Like, you know, shout out to P1 Chopper. He's a graffitiist.
A graffitiist.
A graffitiist. And then they like graffitied the pants up for you.
A graffitista.
You my pants, man. What do you mean? Airbrush my draw.
Man, I don't see, oh my God. Wow. There is some Hey Boo jeans. And I want you to think about this. Imagine if you took a pair of scissors and cut right under where your butt cheeks are in your jeans.
Hey
and
Boo.
And then took about an inch out. So where it looks, so you
take a couple out, you keep talking.
Well,
he's saucy today, isn't he? Or?
Softy.
Somebody say sauce.
And then they take shoestrings and then bring the jeans back together so where it looks like half your humpy's hanging out. You can get those for $116 now.
I went to a concert with a girl that had those zip around jeans and they were messed up. Like I had to have her zip them up.
That's why I never put on any bondage gear. I was like, if that zipper comes unseparated, like, who am I going to go to get out of this damn thing?
We were at the Van Halen show.
A seamstress? They're all 80-plus years old.
Seamstress for a band.
I told her she'd have to go out there showing her butt because I can't zip it up. But I did get it to work.
God, if Lainey Wilson still had a big ass, that would have been perfect for her to endorse.
Well, she'd have to show the front, too, because it goes all the way to the back. And
she wouldn't do that. Well, I can't do it. Can I can't show my moo-moo.
I cannot.
My moo-moo.
Can't let you see all the goods. It's private, y'all. Ooh, that's a song.
What happened to it, also, I wonder?
Her moo-moo?
Her butt.
Oh.
It just went away. She lost a lot of weight. Just, she says working a lot, and but,
it can happen.
Think about them semaglutides, whatever they call them, GLP-1s or whatever the hell.
Well, you know a lot about medicine words.
Well, every time you go on social media now, they try to freaking, like, hey, insurance covers this now. Get you semaglutides, the other GLP-1s or whatever the hell they are.
Just find you one of them doctors that'll just write anything.
Those are the best ones.
If you have the numbers, share them with us, please. No, Boo Jeans.
It's like the pill doctor said, you want the generic or do you want the good stuff? I'll take the Sudafed.
GL peptide 1, which is a hormone.
I mean, shoot. You asking the wrong...
I've seen it work on people that are stuck, like people in good shape, and it gives them that extra definition.
It's a hormone that manages type 2 diabetes.
Okay, every time that comes up, people look at me, and God
bless. I wasn't looking at you at all.
Yeah, you just did. Maybe not by meanness or whatever, but like you looked at me when you said, and that's because I'm type 2 diabetic.
That's what people forget about this
stuff.
My
doctor don't believe in it. And I don't think I do either.
I don't think it's safe to mess with your hormones.
Nothing is that easy without some kind of complications down the road. And I can't do anything about making my hair fall out.
Is your doctor a man? You don't have to answer.
I don't know. No, I'm kidding. He is.
How old is he? Like age range?
Early 50s.
Oh, okay. So I was about to say, so that's the age range you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted him, just a hair older than me.
I'd say don't trust him if it was inside or outside.
They have to be a specific.
Inside or outside?
Because inside that age, younger than that age range,
he doesn't know. Oh, I thought you meant inside me.
Oh, well, yeah.
No. I wouldn't fingers go to him tongues, for that. Buddy. I'd go to a specialist for that, right?
Younger than that, he ain't gonna know. He's kind of new, wet behind the ears. Older than that, he's kind of too old to keep up with the trends, a little senile.
Oh,
Try to keep you on a medicine they got class action sued for.
God.
You gotta watch out.
I want you to do like a weekly, like 5-minute little thing like that.
Only if I can do it for free.
No. Please.
That's the only reason I like to pick up extra.
I would feel bad about you doing it extra.
You just want to work for free.
His boss just lit up like a casino.
Yeah, hey, I like this.
It's my favorite 4-letter F word. Yeah, free.
Boy's my boy. I love him.
Well, Fat Boy enjoys when he knows what's going to be on the FOF line. And usually he knows what's going to be in the mail sack. But today he doesn't because I'm using a I'm using a direct message as a email.
I feel like I need an addictomy.
Hang on now.
To hang out with a boy.
Somebody texted a bwahaha. I'll take credit for that one.
Bwahaha.
Yeah, but I never do it that way. I mean, that sounds like how a vampire would laugh. I've never laughed like that.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
And I only LOL you if I really chuckled.
Love me. Thank you.
A direct message about Fat Boy, and it starts off with Fat Boy is blinking up this.
Fat Boy.
So that's kind of, I'm using it for a DM.
How could you?
I also have to tell you this. It's someone you know in your personal life.
You know what? I'm at the age where I can't handle criticism well. I get violent and vigilant.
Uh-oh. It's the beginning of that.
I start holding grudges now.
I'll go outside and call in and read it then. Do it at the end of the show.
He's not passive aggressive.
About 9:59. He's really not.
No.
Fat Boy, you ask him something, he'll be like, yeah, here's what I think. And I was like,
he's
I appreciate
aggressive,
that.
Aggressive.
Well, yeah, he is. Yeah.
Or just don't answer people. I never used to do that, but it's so much easier to do now.
Well, you don't, by text or something? Or
anything.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Text, phone calls, direct conversations.
All right. Good morning, Fat Boy.
Hmm.
So that'll be fun. We'll do the mail sack, the Rise Guys at AOL.com, 8 o'clock hour. In the meantime, and all kind of stuff in between. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, if you want to make $100,000 or more, you got to do this. And a lot of people are doing this these days.
Yeah, but we're dudes.
I know, I'm going to buy stock in knee pads now.
You are dudes.
Yeah, we're dudes.
Hey, dudes.
No.
Plural.
Hey, bitches. I'm telling you, it's going to be the next hey, big bitch. Thing.
It's going to take off. It's going to be hard to fit on the tongue. It's going to take
off.
We're
doing a girls' weekend. Bring your hey, bitches then.
Hey, bitch.
Dude, we're going to do super casual Saturdays.
Do you have your hey, bitch bag? Get ready. Let's go.
That's how you greet each other. Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Yeah, what's
and then
more?
You have an off-brand called Hey Slut coming in the room.
Oh, yeah. Like, we don't like Hey Slut.
We don't like Hey Slut.
No, those okay. bitches are boo.
That's what they call, I'd about to say farm girls. That's awful to say.
I don't know.
H-A-Y.
Hypothetically. Right,
that's what gay horses eat.
Hi.
All right, headlines with Paige, who just made that off-color comment. Good morning,
everybody. I don't understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm Diane. Hello.
Hey, I'm Paige.
I forgot what I was supposed to say there.
That's okay. And headline.
Line?
Okay. Line. Oh, my gosh. Don't get me. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing any plays right now. Don't get me stressed. All right, so headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with this discussion about how people can make $100,000 or more. And sometimes you need that to live on, especially if you have a mortgage.
Sometimes.
Yes.
I think since the beginning of time, it would have been nice.
But if you have you have like a family, you definitely need a combined income of $100,000. So.
Should be a dink.
Here is the facts. Here are the facts, rather. 25% of people are making $100,000 or more. They have a side hustle to make extra money to get by. That's a must. So a new study asked people why they have side gigs, and 29% of them say they needed extra cash income to cover the basic expenses. This isn't frivolous vacations. This is just covering it.
This is always interesting. If you cannot survive off $100,000 a year, you've never struggled, and you don't know how to. You just haven't.
But you're saying that's as one person or a family of four?
I say a family of four, family of five, $100,000, easily live off of that with money left over.
Maybe in easily, but I mean that differs.
Greenville's expensive,
and also you have to remember that's Fat Boy saying that for just this area. Like some people in different areas that listen to us be like, "No way!" Or some people might be like saying, "Dude, we do it with 50." I mean, you know, it varies for everybody. Depends on how many kids you got.
I would say it for everywhere.
My gosh.
You got to be creative with it. You got to be inventive. Let's think of, I got to do the math. How much is that a week?
What, 1,000 or 100,000?
Yeah.
About $1,950.
I thought
$1,925
to pay off all my debt. Yeah. That I would be, I'd be happy if I made 3,000 a month.
God Almighty! I mean, okay, look, factor in your taxes roughly. Let's say you pulling in $1,500 a week. You could pay your rent anywhere, most places with a week's pay.
Let's say $1,900. You're not bringing home that much after taxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the gross. Let's just say like $1,500 a week. That was a week.
I mean, just think of how expensive it is here in downtown Greenville. I know someone who has a one bedroom apartment and it's not great. Right,
well, that's dumb for moving there.
Well, there's a lot of people that live like that because that's.
But that's a status symbol, right?
Like
that's
yes.
No, but it's just like, say it's on an apartment, a regular apartment. It's expensive here. $1,400, one bedroom, okay? And then factor in your car payment, factor your insurance, and then factor in your food, your basics, your bills. That's not a lot of extra money. You basically need.
Just getting back to two meals a day.
It's like, are you talking about going out a lot? Or
no, just
how often
living.
Do you eat out?
You mean sitting down and having a...
You staying up?
Hardly... Well, never. I mean, I'll eat some fast food up on Woodruff Road if I'm hungry.
Well, that's eating out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think people see...
A couple of times a week. But to sit down and have a nice dinner to go to a nice restaurant, not very often.
Yeah.
Car payment-wise, I don't think people would buy a car that would go over like $450 a month, right? I'm thinking they wouldn't want to pay more than that.
You want a truck or an SUV?
Like, that's the thing. How about work with what you got?
Well, agreed.
How about having a big family to haul around and you have to drive that? Or, you know, you need that with your job.
So people are going to be like, I'm going to buy this big Denali or this Tahoe and I'm going to pay $800 a month.
Have you looked
at
trucks? They're not cheap because I have.
Like, why would you want a truck?
You?
I would love to have a truck.
That just doesn't. Like, I'm doing the chronological order of your cars in my head, and that does not apply in any way.
Either that or, you know, I want a Jeep, but I hear...
You'd get a Cybertruck, is what you'd get.
No, I would not. I would get a truck that has a four-wheel drive capability.
Look, I know people have lifestyles where they got to, you know, be out and about.
I always have to have something hauled away.
Like, some people always have to go out. They always have to be out. Will not be at home.
Right.
So maybe those people can make it. But those people don't have really the family situation going on, too, as far as, like, a lot of kids. So,
but what is life? You want to live to just survive, or do you want to work and then also have the time where you could go off and do fun things? Like, which one's living?
I just – if you come at me, no matter who you are, and say you can't make it off six figures, like, I don't like respect you or feel bad for you or, like –
What if they have 12 children?
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine.
At that point, if you ain't on some government programs, you're stupid. It's earmarked for you.
12 children.
Somebody else is going to be on it if you want.
I don't know anybody has it. Man, that old woman in the shoe, I think she had 11.
Yeah.
You better be on some smoke.
I mean, you would have to majorly food prep so everybody gets their share. You couldn't just sit down and have a meal and have some, you know, oh, what you want, kids?
You know what blows my mind? I'm surprised they don't have those, you know, kids make their own meals because... Some people have their kids doing their own laundry when they're 8, 9, and 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had to do stuff. I had to do
it. They don't know how to do it.
Oh, you better do it.
They can't even reach to the end
controls.
Do you
not have a Southern mother? You make your bed before you...
She did all that.
No, we did.
In the morning.
No.
You don't have to make your bed?
No. We were not a TV show.
Well, I was a military kid. I gave my dad something else to bitch about if you don't make it.
Did he go throw a dime on it afterwards?
Oh, not me, but I'm sure he did it to my brother because I said, I assure you, sir, I am never going in the military, and I'm not going to do push-ups.
Major cleavage.
Make your bed, Art.
Fall in line.
Your big jug sister made hers already. Make yours.
He probably secretly hated you for being so perfect with your room and stuff. He probably had to hide all his porn. Do you ever have porn magazines and such?
He had Easy Rider and stuff like that. And my, you know,
he liked his women.
He did.
What if he's like, Paige has got porno too. She's hiding hers. Like, it wouldn't matter if your daughter had porn. Like, okay, whatever.
My mom had a Playgirl.
Did she? Jesse James Dupree issue?
No.
It's going to be right on the guitar.
She got it at like a bachelorette party type situation. Ooh. So she had like her little naughty bag.
Naughty bag. I love naughty seeing bag. Those. When somebody I know used to own a dildo company, they'd have brown bags you get the stuff in.
I thought it was, yeah, they were just regular like grocery bags with a little branding on the side, like a grocery store. It was you didn't want to walk around with a big old, you know, dildo over your shoulder.
It was funny, though, when the dildo was too big for the bag, though.
It'd stick out a little bit, like peeking over at you. Hey, Wilson.
Hey, Mom, what's this for? Yeah. Never you mind. You leave my stuff alone.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a bong.
I don't think she had that, but she did have marijuana in her teapot. My mom did.
You said that. I swear you took that from that movie.
No, she did. We used to find, because she had friends that would smoke. Mm. So we knew that she would hide it. If
Mrs. Eckersley would step over, take a little toot.
She'd go out there after a long day at work, undo her bra, and smoke a joint.
We'd take our roaches or whatever was in there, and we'd make our own little. What, Mom? We didn't know. We didn't know. We don't know what rebel. That is. We're innocent children.
Little pinners.
Do you smoke cigarette butts too?
No.
Yeah, so you did know that you're going to
get
high.
We stole her cigarettes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Awful stick them in child. Your mouth like you're a Dracula. I want to smoke.
Mark probably
book.
Broke them apart and dipped them. Yeah. I'm going to dip your cigarettes, Mama.
You know him. He dips. He dipped. Plural. Past tense.
When I dip, you dip. We dip. All right. Thank you, Paige. It was remarkable. Fat boy. What the hell is going on in sports?
We're going to tell you a story Bill Belichick told that tells us all exactly how bougie Tom Brady really is. Wait till you hear this. You know, when you coach, you don't always coach the team on the field. Uh-oh. You got to coach them in the locker room, too.
Yeah.
You got to make sure all these personalities gel. So in order to avoid a big blow up, Bill Belichick had to step in between AB and Tom Brady.
Oh.
And AB is a separate story. He's over the weekend. Oh, my God.
But Belichick's just trying to get everybody off talking about his girlfriend.
Well, this is an old story. But, yeah, you're right, though. Like, as far as what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Because she lost her pageant. That's all.
Yeah. So I know. I hate that comes across my feed. Like, I don't give a crap about this.
You lost your pageant.
They're like, you've clicked on her pictures before, though. We know. We're the algorithm. All right. Sports next. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys morning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Bill Belichick's doing the book tour. Of course, talking about his new book, trying to keep, like you said, man, the focus off of he and his girlfriend.
Right. I bet he doesn't even allow her to come to the signings.
Guy, I wonder if you said something to her like, look, can you not come here while I'm signing the book? Thank you.
You do a great impression of him. Was that Paige or you?
It was her.
Oh, wow.
No, good job. Not me.
And he still won't answer personal questions, even no matter whoever's asking him, like former players and whatnot.
Yeah.
But he didn't reveal a story. Antonio Brown was with the Patriots for, I think, maybe two games, maybe one game for sure. So, but he was living with Tom Brady when he was playing with the Patriots, when he first came there.
Yeah.
So Belichick tells a story about Tom Brady likes a special kind of milk for his protein shakes and whatnot. And Antonio Brown bought him some of the milk. I guess it's a sign of, you know, hey, man, thanks for letting me stay in your house, whatever.
Yeah, milk.
Well, the milk went bad. And then Belichick realized this, and he's like, look, you know, I don't want this relationship sour.
Nice.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the milk to replace the milk that AB bought. Give it to Tom Brady.
Are you going to tell us what kind of milk it is?
I don't know what kind of milk it is.
Balenciaga milk.
If you want to guess how much it costs, I have a price of the milk.
How much?
You want to guess?
For a gallon?
Yeah, a gallon.
$100.
Okay. You want to guess, Paige?
Oh.
I don't know what it is, though.
I know.
It's got stem cell in it?
It's from an... What kind of animal?
Yeah.
Is it from an animal?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
But, almond milk? That's popular.
Well, that's not an animal, though.
No, but maybe it's a combination of something else.
He doesn't say how he got it or where he got it from, but he did say that the milk Tom Brady loves to use...
Of magnesia.
I don't think he's at that stage yet, is it? Cost $5,000. Now, you explain to me what kind of milk costs that much. I know some milk that would cost half that.
If it's a tiny animal and you've got to milk a tiny animal, I can see that.
You know what? I didn't think to do it before. Let me look up and see if I can find.
That's what I was going to do.
By all means.
Do the play-by-play about our tapping.
It's whale milk.
What milk cost? Let's do it that way. See what pops up, because so far, they're just had the stories coming up, because the story's in the book, too, so.
Oh, wow. Holy moly, Mary, mother of God.
You found
what, bat milk?
No, I didn't find that, but I just found out donkey milk is worth $169 for 400 grams.
Well, you better get your donkey pregnant, have babies.
Yeah, but it's a boy.
Oh, damn.
I wonder why it costs.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I did not know that. World's milk. Dude, it says that donkey milk is the most expensive milk. It might be.
You think it is?
That's what Google says. The most expensive milk in the world is donkey milk. I don't know. Why are they putting this in, like, cocaine terms, like 20 kilos? Or any drug dealers, do this for me. 20 kilos, how much is that in gallons? I think I could Google that, too.
The only thing I could find about Tom Brady is what he puts in his protein shake, which is almond milk and hemp milk.
Hemp milk?
Oh, it's the hemp milk.
So maybe that's it. I don't know.
That's expensive.
We out of here. I'll see if Coach Ford's got some on his hemp farm.
Okay, so...
Coach Nanny?
20 kilos is...
I'm not a drug dealer, so...
44 pounds.
Okay, thank you.
...of donkey milk. So 44 pounds of donkey milk would be $8,000.
Shoot.
How many gallons are in a pound? Four?
You going to go out and milk your donkey every morning, though? That's kind of weird.
I got a boy donkey.
I know. You
need to get another. 4 quarts in a gallon, 2 cups in a pint, 2 pints in a quart. How much does a cup weigh?
Depends on which cup is.
God, I sound like...
how many volumes in that cup?
I sound like Simon Gruber from Die Hard 3.
Mr. and Mrs. Pyrex, please call in and give us those answers. All right. We will take, don't forget the mail sack coming up, 8 o'clock hour. We'll read, it's kind of a ask us kind of anything thing. Although those are, I feel like those are lame. I mean, we have those without having to call it that. Like people, hey, what is it you were talking about with it? And then it's for us to figure out, like, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, because we forgot. Like, what is it?
Literally. But that'll be 8 o'clock hour. Your calls next if you would like to. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.